If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air.
First, just congratulations to the Brewers.
Bye bye baseball. Long live Andrew Vaughn.
It's a very good baseball team.
Bouncer to short, fielded by Ortiz over the first. It's all over.
Boy, the Brewers wasted no time rubbing it in to have a big L flag. Yeah, that hurts. That was unnecessary.
And now it's all over.
The official adventures of
the Bears.
Are you ready for some soccer?
I feel manipulated. I feel toyed with. I was expecting like a long form, head in my hands, eyes welling up, Goodfellas treatment for the Cubs season, or at least the postseason. But then it was an abrupt turn. But it really does make all the sense in the world, because game on a double Monday right here.
Are you ready for some football?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel at Home show. Toy. And we've got a full boat show leading you into Monday Night Football. The Bears will visit the Commanders, and that's all we're going to talk about today. Alex is here. He's got his Bears hoodie on.
He really does. It's a good look. I like that logo.
Tanny has been waiting to launch that open since about, 10:30 Saturday night?
Yeah. Sorry, your White Sox were in
play. Oh, you know what? That's enough
out of
you.
See, there it is again, folks. You see, you hear that? That's not me saying any of that. That's Matt Spiegel there.
Yeah, it's just
guy loves baseball so
Spiegel.
Much.
You own it. You wear it. You exude it. You are it. And here you are.
Tanny's not even wearing his Sox cap today.
No, there was no editorializing in that. That was just facts. There was nothing about the White Sox in there, but I'm happy to have you bring up the White Sox.
Oh, yeah, no. How do you feel on
so
Long Live Andrew Vaughn? How'd that one feel? Yeah.
Not good, actually. Actually not good.
Nobody I don't like that does. At all.
Nobody likes it. It's amazing.
It's one of those things where you get the meme, the Cub fan and the Sox fan shaking hands with the whole Andrew Vaughn thing.
Love you.
Stupid.
I was talking to a baseball.
Long Live! Andrew Vaughn!
Yeah. I was talking to somebody yesterday about that series. They're like, hey, so they got a lot out of Andrew Vaughn, huh? Like, yeah, they did. Yeah, they really did.
They got more than anyone has gotten out of Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah, or ever will. Or ever will. This is the moment. This is the moment of Andrew Vaughn's life and career. But anyway.
That was a classic, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up the Sox, and you wonder why some of the response over the weekend with the L flag got, how could this happen? And then Spiegs brings up the White Sox. Music still playing after the open. He takes a shot at the Sox.
Hey, you're open. Take shots. Left and right. It's in there, Tanny. You think you're so dispassionate, so emotionless.
I feel like it was really well done. Like, that's good stuff. Because here, I was like you. I was like, oh, we'll go back through all the stuff
all
in the
stuff.
Open.
And all the drama and all the stuff.
And like, nope. Turn the page, bitches. It's football season.
Well, this is the thing about this football game tonight is that we've been so Cubs consumed, we didn't even turn the page. Like, we haven't even talked about the stuff that some people are like, oh, I can't believe I'm so done. Like, usually by Monday of a Monday night game, you're like, I'm so done with all these storylines. You and I have barely even scratched the surface on this one tonight.
We've talked a little bit about Tyreek, and we will again on today's show, but that's about it. Like, the matchup itself we haven't really discussed.
It's the best running team in the NFL.
And on a night when you might be running it a lot.
Against a defense that has struggled mightily and is without Grady Jarrett again, but has two very important veterans back in TJ Edwards and Kyler Gordon.
Yep.
That side of the ball is fascinating for any number of reasons.
There's all the like ancillary storylines, too, of Caleb going back home again. The team going back to the scene of the crime. Tyreek going back to that place.
Absolutely.
Again.
How about Ben against the team that beat the Lions and knocked them out of the playoffs last year? And oh, by the way,
they destroyed the
Lions. And oh, by the way, the job that Ben was up for when they gave it to Dan Quinn instead. Cliff Kingsbury and his Bears no comment from last year.
I feel like that might be a guy who gets a couple of phone calls in the next couple of weeks.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Two. Cliff Kingsbury.
That soon?
You have an open job in college football?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking you thought you meant NFL.
No, maybe. But
maybe.
I think there will be people who interview him, but there are going to be a lot of jobs that are open. There's one that's open now. Uh-huh. There's going to be another one in Chapel Hill that's going to be open in a little bit.
There's also one other NFL job that opened. Little Tommy Callahan got fired in Nashville. He's going to have to go back out on the road and sell brake pads. It's not Tommy. What's his name? Brian Callahan.
He's got a fire. They fired his dad, too, I think.
That's the best.
I don't know.
I don't know. What if they didn't? His dad's assistant offensive line coach. Think they just fired Tommy?
I'm sure the dad just walked, too. Because he was only doing it because his son was there.
That'd be great if he's like, you know what, son?
I'm going to stick around.
I'm going to keep working. I don't know when my next job's coming. I'm having a pretty good time.
I'm just going to stick around. Before we are going to talk with Kurt Warner in a little bit. And we'll ask him what stupidity was going on in London yesterday.
Mm.
But and also we'll get his thoughts on what happens tonight between the Bears and the Commanders. But yeah, man, it was a disappointing finish to a really up and down season for the Cubs. And I know that if you just look at the totality of it, and Craig's been trying to do that, we won 92 games and that's a really good season. Sure, if you look at it that way, I can agree that winning 92 games is a big deal with the third best record in baseball or something like that, fourth best record in baseball, even though they were a wild card team. Cool. Like, that's all cool. But in the moments when we questioned the Cubs, and there was a lot of questioning of the Cubs in the Padres series and this series with the Brewers, it still leaves, I think, a lot of Cub fans being like, I don't know how I felt about this season. And I would have felt a lot better had they won game 5.
Yeah, you would have felt better and found yourself in an NLCS. And first and foremost, I'm bummed that like the local baseball season is over.
We got 3 extra weeks out of it, though.
We sure did. And so that was fun. October baseball was fun. And it was, you know, on the whole, a good season, a compelling season, an interesting season, often fun. And the organization's in a very healthy place, and next year should be competitive and all of that. But they're not good enough to beat these other teams in the postseason. When it becomes about having great swing and miss pitchers, they don't have enough. When it becomes about having enough power and enough slug to win solo home run festivals, they have not had enough in this small sample of the postseason.
Is that like the pitchfork?
Yeah, man. It's a good time.
The solo home run festival?
Can't believe they had R. Kelly play 1 year.
Wow. That's right. He did.
He played pitchfork 1 year, man. They were like,
yeah. Was that the Trapped in the Closet days?
I think it was. I think it was.
Jeez.
But I found myself watching this and thinking.
Trapped in a jail cell.
They are, in that series and in that game, they were short. They were short a couple things. One is the pitching, like I just referenced. And maybe if they'd had Cade Horton healthy, do they win that series? Cade Horton instead of Colin Ray? Cade Horton possibly instead of Shota for one of those usages? The way that you change things up. Because having Jacob Mizorowski instead of using Quinn Priester
he's a fun dude to watch, man.
I mean, like, they had more. And they had Chad Patrick, who, like, you know, was getting swing and miss.
It's a made-up guy.
Right. But they had him, you know? So, like, you're a little short there. And if you're not going to have enough of that, then you got to have enough of the slug, right? Here's what I found myself thinking, Lawrence. If they have Alex Bregman, do they win that series?
Okay, I'll go deeper with that question. If they have Alex Bregman, do they win the division?
Maybe. Could be. But, like, if 8-9 is PCA and Swanson and Bregman's up in there ahead of Hap. And
if Bregman's hitting 5.
3-4-5 is Seiya, Tucker, and Bregman the other night. If Bregman is getting some of these at-bats, it's like I found myself thinking, boy, they're just a little short. And I think they're short on either side. Because if you're not going to have quite that much hitting and slug and stars, then you better make sure you got enough swing and miss pitching. And they didn't have quite enough of that. So you got to have one or the other. And they didn't quite have enough of one or the other. And that's what I find myself left with here today. And there's lots of off-season to think about what to do and everything. But as we're putting that season to bed, that's what I ended up thinking about.
As the game was moving on, and it was moving pretty quickly Saturday, I was like, oh, yeah. You had the feeling that it wasn't going to happen for them. And you just went, oh, look at some of the things, like some of the weird little things that happen inside the game. It didn't feel like it didn't feel like something that they were going to overcome.
It didn't feel like that.
Were there. What did it feel like there?
It didn't feel like they were going to overcome it, sadly. Look, as much as Council talked about all series long, got to put pressure on the other team's pitchers, put pressure on them every inning. Pressure was maybe we'll homer this inning. And that's kind of how that game played out. Do you know how many at-bats they had all series long with men in scoring position? All series long, how many at-bats do they have?
Runners and scoring, I'm going to say 6.
7. That's crazy low. Dude, that is crazy low for a 5-game series. People weren't getting on base. People weren't getting into scoring position. And this is where I differ from a lot of other baseball people. I want more Nikos, man. I want more contact. I want more dudes who are putting pressure on by putting the ball in play.
Well, I thought that was one thing where I was like, you know, you could have put some pressure on them when you did have runners on first and second. You could have started your run game a little bit, and I felt like Craig was like, oh, I'm gonna trust Kyle Tucker.
But it was Bush as the lead runner. It's Bush and Nico with 3-4-5 coming up. There was a double steal the night before, the game before. So I don't love it.
I wanted that runner at third, but that's something that we can get to later on.
But I feel in terms of like lineup composition, like, and I know Nico doesn't, if he doesn't hit 300, then his on base isn't as high as you want it. But I just put the ball in play, dudes who put pressure on the opposition, and
guys who hit line drives,
guys who hit freaking line drives,
laser beams,
pew, and pew, there's pew. Just there's not that many of them. There's not that many of them around the league, you know. But I want more guys like that.
At 3 o'clock, we are going to talk about the thing that a lot of people are discussing, and that's that L flag. We will discuss that in Spieg's time in Milwaukee.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark. Scrody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.